가슴 쉬고 나시게 딱 뜯으면 누가 땜바니 세기 그러다 운접 땜바 던담 땜바세 딱 운접 땜바 세기 된다 똑에 딱점도 집에 취해지라 똑에 딱점 있거네 여기 족집이 쉬어라 그러다 대라다 운접 땜바 세시다 똑에 딱점 내가 족집이
So we looked at the two truths according to the Sutras school. So according to the Sutras school, a conventional truth is essentially a phenomenon that is posited, you know. Basically, by conceptuality, imputing. That phenomenon, yeah.
어떻게 앞에는 난가세다, 그러고 앞에는 난가세다, 고된 세지도, 다 그러고 돌이 깡점지라, 다 난가세니 똑같이 하시마도 매바데. 다음에 고된 세도 다 뒤바 하늘 뻥비 차지라 고된 세시마도 다 똑같이 하시마도 뒤에 나가 아니 고 고된 세 난가세지 똑같이 좋아라 나가시 좋아 매바데.
So, examples of conventional truth, according to the Sutra school, would be space and true cessation. So, what is uncompounded space? Uncompounded space is essentially a mere negation of obstructiveness or obstructive contact. Yeah. And true cessation is just that factor of abandonment of the afflictions. Yeah.
어떻게? 다시 다 전담된 바 세디 아니 또배 따장기 거네 최지 종무 등을 시하래 또배 따장기 거네 대장기 거네 종무 등을 최지 무야래 대라 다 전담된 바 쓰기하래.
So these like uncompounded space and true cessations. Basically that which is merely imputed by conceptuality. There's nothing more to the phenomena other than that. Any other phenomena whose existence cannot be posited just by a conceptual mind imputing it, you know, then that phenomenon is an ultimate truth.
어떻게네? 디스도가나 천시샤도가나 답변나 답가와 답분바세나 분바 강사 가와세 디도다 전단자 마샤에 답디주아디 아니 또배 따스는 거네 최대 여보 정부전시다.
So illustrations of ultimate truth according to the Sutra school would be a person, a vase, a pillar, you know. So these objects. The existence of these objects cannot be posited just by force, just by conceptuality imputing them. So a vase is an ultimate truth, isn't it, according to the Sutra school? Which means a vase, a vase existence cannot be posited merely by a conceptual mind imputing it. Yeah. But rather, the existence of a vase is posited by an ultimate awareness.
어떻게 that this is the one, you have a chocity, no young tabasic, no tendamasic, you have a chocolate. No, the carers, that in the lotend of the caressana, that Pumba Muslim, the Samasiakwash.
So the existence of a vase can only be posited by an ultimate awareness, yeah, an ultimate awareness. And the ultimate awareness here, in the case of vase, is the direct valid cognizer apprehending vase. So the mind that posits, what is it basically that certifies or posits, you know, that the vase exists? The mind has to be an ultimate awareness, yeah. And the ultimate awareness here is a direct valid cognizer apprehending vase.
Oh, tinde lo tan tan ba tela ta pumba nang su tan ne su tumba cha shi ta tonda yin pumba rang chin yin tu ba nang ge yore pumba rang chen ba nang ge yore ta ra pumba rang chen ba cha shi ta nang su tan ne su tumba se ta pumba rang chen do na wa na shi pumba rang chen cha shi ta tonda.
So this occurs. How does the vase appear? Basically, to this mind, to this ultimate awareness, in this case, a direct valid cognizer apprehending vase, the way in which the vase exists and the way it appears are in accord. You know, and just as the vase appears as existing by way of its own character, and this is how the vase exists in reality. Well, according to this school, yeah.
Oh, Tukshini. That the destiny that. 배낭 가소래. 어떻게네? 딸 배낭 던담대마 세디 딸로 던담아지 여벌 쪽과지 이 말에 딱 군족대마 세디 그 여벌 쪽과나 로 던담아지 여벌 쪽쪽 쪽이 여 말에 딸로 군족아지 여벌 쪽과지 말에 군족대마 세.
So in short, in this school, an ultimate truth has to be posited by an ultimate awareness. Conventional truth cannot be posited by ultimate awareness. Conventional truth has to be posited by a conventional awareness.
어떻게네? 뒤로 가라. 나 군접에 최진도 여발 조체디 안 똑바로 죽어요. 똑바디니 나 로 전담한 말에 로 군접하자. 로 똑바디기 아니 군접에 최진도 여발 조체. 나 똑바디 로 군접하자기 말에.
So conventional truths are posited by, we say, conventional awareness, and conventional awareness here refers to conceptual consciousness. Yeah. Yeah, conceptual consciousness can only posit conventional truths, and conventional consciousness is not an ultimate awareness. It is a conventional awareness.
어떻게니? 제단 다 녹근조 봤어도 다 가르쳐낸다. 어떻게니? 다 대해서 다시도 그런 증인의 신세 다 그런 시태다 텔라 아니 뭐니 그런 두점이네 다 제기 뒤부 제기 누바두나 다 보통도 대봤어요 실에 그러니 그런 성도는 그런 두점이네 뒤부 제기 누바 그런랑 최수면은 다 군수 대봤어요.
So if we think about the two truths according to the definitions in this school, yeah. If the phenomenon in question by nature has the potential to produce an effect, that will be an ultimate truth. If not, then it will be a conventional truth.
어떤데 섬다네 다 돈다니 다 된대질 다 섬다네 로와 다 돈다니 다 돈다 담바세디 다 모보나 거야 뒤치 뒤쳐나 거야 다 군족 담바세디 다 두마치 뒤쳐 다 군족 담바세디 다 돈다니 집어나 거야 어디 있나.
So ultimate truth has to be a composed phenomenon. It has to be a functioning thing. Sounds familiar, right, from the previous module? And the conventional truth has to be an uncomposed phenomena.
Okay, we try.
Okay, so if you think that the headache has already started with the previous school, listen up. Okay, now we look at the mind only school. So the explanation in the mind-only school has seven outlines as before, same, I know, definition, divisions, and blah, blah, etymology, and, you know, way of setting objects, and blah, 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 blah. So, the first one, definition, what is the definition of a proponent of mind-only? A person propounding Mahayana tenets who does not accept external objects, but does assert truly existent self cognizes. If you remember, the proponents of great exposition and the proponents of sutra assert external objects. And they assert that external objects are truly existent here. Right? Okay? Now we have the mind-only school. A proponent of mind-only does not assert external objects.
미대와체 티템도 다 랑리 대와체 랑리 대한 다 넘버트 맞다 잡시다. 로바타티 오래 랑리 대와체 랑리 대바 강도 랑리 대버트 말에 쓰시다 심장 독세.
So proponent in mind only does not assert external objects, but they assert self knowers just like the proponents of sutra. So on top of the proponent of mind only on top of asserting self knowers, they assert that self knowers are truly existent. So the proponent of mind only do not assert external objects, unlike the proponents of sutra. So what exactly is an external object? What does it mean basically? So the proponent of sutra asserts directionally partless particles, yeah? Right? Right? Partless particles. Anyway, they said it. So this is the basis of aggregation. So through the aggregation of these particles, a gross object is formed, a gross form, which then can act, then become an object that is apprehended by a sense consciousness. So, according to the proponent of sutra, first, there must be an object, in this case a gross form, gross object form. Only then can you have a consciousness, a sense consciousness apprehending it. Yeah? The object comes before the subject apprehending it, so to speak, in terms of form.
Yeah?
Okay, so this is how the proponent of sutra assert that sense consciousness apprehending form is generated. It is generated only after the form itself comes into existence. And the form, the gross form, comes into existence through the aggregation of directionally partless particles, right? So this is the meaning of external object, yeah. Okay. But the proponent of mind only differs greatly. They do not assert this, that, first you must have the such an object which is existing there, then, you have the consciousness apprehending it.
Okay.
So the proponent of mind, only the Chittamatrins, do not accept there's such a thing as an external form. There is form, but it's not external form. What form is none other than that which is of the same nature, same entity. with consciousness. Same entity with consciousness.
Quite difficult to understand myself also, I don't know. If not careful, then it's quite, I don't know, it's not easy. Maybe it's complicated to explain also, I don't know. Sometimes look like I understand, sometimes I don't understand. So. Otuksin takunda dişiyeti imbari. Depen suksin dukanga. Çürü yukonu suksedi düvenme basi. Suksedi nang şebe kon. Şebe danyede tübdeşi mada. Nang şebe danyede mada bir çürü yukonu suksi. Zavanyine yamane statunda.
So, we're talking about mind only. So, proponent of mind only, the Chittamā twins, they assert form, but they do not assert that there is a form that is outside of the mind, of a different nature, entity from the mind. There isn't an external form, so to speak. What form is, how does form exist for them? Form, the form that they posit is a form that has the same entity. Nature with consciousness.
That then the sukshudus semna na langsha samchi that then the sukshudus semna langsha semna na langsha tak rongma to chiru sushi me dile surdu an chiru sushi me bachi langsha semna na langsha de shenbe chiru sushi me bachi.
So according to proponent of mind only, what is form? Form is none other than the factor of appearance, which appears to the consciousness as form. Yeah. There is no outside form. There is an external form. External form meaning a form that is of a different entity, separate entity, different entity from the mind. Yeah. Something outside, different from the mind.
Okay? That betting the young was some sort of a penna. Milam Nawa Sutukama. Milam Nawa Sutukama. Go Chiro to Mabar. Milam Nawa Sutu, go Semana, Nanshaji, Milam Shabana, Nanshaji Mata, Tele Shinji, Milam Nawa Shinji Kimabarwa. Chiro Nawa Jamarwa. Ten Nanshin, that Rang Semana Sok Sudukana Tana Shin Semana Nanshaji Mato and Telishimus and Shik Sok Chiru Sushi Medavashi Rabana Milam Semana Nawata Chibaris Tedon Tsumbaris Tenashin Sesh.
To illustrate this point, an example is given. The example is dream appearances. You know, in a dream, there are all kinds of appearances, yeah. But those appearances in the dream are not outside of the mind. They're not separate from the dream consciousness. It's mind, essentially, right? Oh, likewise, what is form according to mind only? They assert form, but at the end of the day, what exactly, if you ask what form is according to them, is none other than the factor of appearance to the consciousness. Another example is the appearance of two moons. While in reality there's only one moon, but nevertheless there's the appearance of the two. People see two moons here, but that appearance is not something that exists outside of the mind, isn't it? Two moons don't exist, right? I'm outside, externally, right? But there is an appearance of the two moons, and that appearance is essentially an appearance to the mind, yeah.
I getting something? I don't know. Something now.랑게 심은 나 남자 잠시 두배지 남의 권에 두배지 마도 치료 유언원에 추두하지 말았어요.
You understand the point behind these examples, or these are just to help us get a feel of what it means, you know, to say that there is no external object. Everything is an entity of mind. These examples are supposed to help us to understand that. So another example. A cup of liquid, which appears as water, yeah, to us. Yeah. Okay, so that appearance of water, according to the mind only, is just that. It's just a factor of appearance to the mind. There isn't an external water right out there, and water that is of a different entity from the mind. So there isn't such a phenomenon that can exist, you know, not depending on the mind. There isn't basically an external phenomenon. There isn't an external object. So through the force of karma, we see there's an appearance of water. When we see a cup of liquid, we have the appearance of water. And what water is, according to mind only, is none other than just the factor of appearance. The appearance as water, but there's no external water separate as a separate entity from the mind. And when a hungry ghost sees the same cup of liquid, they do not have the appearance of water. What they see is pus. Yeah. So according to the mind only school, you use this example to prove that there isn't an external object out there, there's a separate entity from the mind. And because of that, therefore, due to the different imprints, yeah, you see different things, yeah, different beings see different things. Yeah. There's no external water. So, and what we see as water appears as Coca-Cola, no, just joking, nectar. Coca-Cola is nectar. Appears as nectar to the gods, yeah. To the gods, yeah. And that same cup of liquid appears as molten iron to the hell beings.
That ticket that today today sometime to come. That 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 how could it be? That today sometime to choose to come. Then, 让了 춘하면 낭차 다가랑 심어도 치료주면 추세리 샤메지.
So we think, if we think about this here, this example, no, of one cup of liquid appearing as different things here, to different beings here. So as a human being, what we see is water. But if you have to ask, you know, from according to the mind only school's perspective, we ask, what exactly is this water that is appearing? You know? At the end of the day, what we can say is really what we can say about water is it is just that factor of appearance. That's that appearance to the mind. That's all. That's what water is. There's no external water out there. Water.
Yeah, difficult. Yeah, so need to think outside. I don't know.
Projection.
There's some time. Taganashi, Benapasora. Taman Zutana, Manzutat, Koy, Lu, Longshin, Ne, Say, the Susurta, Kamba, Yudoma, Taman Zutta, Susu, Kamba, Yakudon, Chick, Yavana, that, Shin, the Tagajana, Susu, Tina, Tidogana, the Kiba, Kibu, Toy, Anichi, Kasore, Anichi, So, Negan, Yudoma, Toy, that, Susu, Koy, Ne, Luina, Yudoma, Tonday, Taman Zut, Jung, Tikotata, Susu, Negan, Yudoma, Toy.
We also see our own home as pleasant, attractive. We regard, or we can we see our own bodies as attractive. Perhaps also we think of our own, you know, clothing as attractive. Yeah, this is what we see. Oh, it's very nice, huh? Oh, my, I have a nice dress, nice house, nice body, right?
Oh, that today,
So, yeah, we have appearance of a nice house, we have appearance of having a nice body and nice possessions. But while we have this appearance, according to the mind only, there isn't, you know, really a nice, that nice house that is appearing to us does not exist externally as a separate entity, a different entity from the mind. Because when the gods, yeah, when the gods look at the stuff that we have, yeah, you know, whether it's your house, your body, or whatever, basically what they see is crap. Disgusting.
Oh, Timmy Stone, Benamzo, Papa Nisa, Tongue, Papa Nisa, Papa, 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 아든도 통도 제나 십배 때나 신기 다 가서 가서 때도 집어 찍는 신나 지우고
You know a pigsty. A pigsty, you know, is essentially I'm just joking. It's like you know, you don't have bedrooms and living rooms. It's just everything in one. Yeah, you eat there, you shit there, everything. You know, that's what the pig does. Yeah, in the area, right? And but the pig, I think the pig's quite happy. Yeah? But when we look at the pigsty, it's something utterly it's disgusting. I mean, we wouldn't even want to stay there because we can't even stand the smell. Yeah. So the way, you know, the gods look at us, at our stuff, and our possessions, and our belongings, well, it's kind of similar to how we would regard, how we as a human being, or normal human being at least, would regard a pigsty.
Something like that, yeah. I don't know. Oh, that, don't that day. That day, what then? That day, you know, that's what happened. That Manzoli, you don't want to talk, not see me back. You don't want to shop at you. 이동은 쳐지 샤프치로 유스고 치로 바바로 이동한 나시 그런 이동은 이동은 쳐지 샤프치로 봐. 봐. 다티 요아디 선생님 망쳐 잡는 것도 치료원에 여보지 말았어.
This is not so straightforward. It's complicated. Because just as we have an appearance of a nice house and nice body, for us this is what exists, isn't it? You cannot say it doesn't exist. It exists, yeah. But at the same time, for the pig, there's an appearance of a nice, you know, little pigsty. I mean, we can't say that it's not nice. I mean, it exists, yes, for the pig, it's nice, yeah? We can't say that, oh, the pig is solely mistaken and we are like 100% right, you know. You're stupid, you're pig. we can't say for sure 100% it's like that, yeah? No?
What can I share it? Take a page out and share it. That two power can't time them on the truth, sir. And you take it on another to war. That's suited the embarrassment, Kabul. That you don't know a Nashi, not a Yutigore, and it took the Yore.
It's like a cup of liquid, you know, which appears as water to a human being and a pus to a hungry ghost. Yeah. We can't say that what appears to a human being, which is water, that's not the ultimate truth, but that's the only truth. The only truth, you know, basically. But then, what appears as water to us exists as water for us. I mean, that's how we regard it, yeah. But that's not the only truth, because for a hungry ghost, what he sees is pus, and this is what exists, yeah. So what exists as pus and what exists as water is none other than just that factor of appearance to a human being and to a hungry ghost, respectively, yeah. That's right. So the appearance of or the liquid as water to a human being is due to the ripening of a karmic propensity. It's ripening of karma, essentially. Likewise, what the hungry ghost see, you know, which is pus, yeah, is a ripening. That appearance is due to the ripening of karma, a particular karma. Yeah. So both appearances are not mistaken, yeah. In that sense, right?
Hot
We can, even if we just talk about just one individual, we can use one individual, any individual person as an example. That person's enemy looks at, has a certain appearance, a view of that person. Then that person's friend would have a different view or appearance from the enemy. And then you have somebody as just a stranger. That stranger will also then have a completely different view of that one person. So this one person is viewed differently by three people. So one person is viewed differently by three different people, and it's not as if there are different objects. It's just one same object, but the same object is viewed and appears differently to three different people. Yeah.
What in this thing do to die in that das and yes and a parmes simjin sudogala, that churu you want to memorize. Das to churu wanted to watch Marius. That das put on a sim seminary, non church, that drunk simply done. Drunk is that no color. That on the tinetone, that das to churu wanted to memorize. Non similar matube, churu wanted to watch.
So what this means is there is no external enemy. How enemy exists is just that which is that which appears to your mind. So based on these reasons, yeah, the proponent of mind only therefore do not accept external objects. The external objects do not exist. Everything that exists is in the nature of mind. So according to the mind only, proponents of mind only, everything arises and everything is arises from the awakening of latency or imprint. Imprint is awakened, ripened. Then, you know, one has all these different appearances, you know, or different phenomena. Yeah. Okay? So these are basically essentially appearances of the mind. So appearances of the mind. And according to mind only, the mind is truly existent. The problem of mind is truly existent. And then that will also make a self-knower truly existent.
That is
So the proponent of mind only assert that form and I consciousness apprehending form, for example, these two are produced simultaneously. there is no the production is not serial, it's simultaneous. That means both the object that is apprehended and the subject apprehending it comes into being at the same time, you know. Yeah, okay,
that in the Kasura, but now that's similar tension to me. That's similar tension, which you choose your manners. That's similar tension, which you choose. 저기 좋다고 말했어. 다 쓰는데 전혀 쓰는데 치료를 안 취해지 매봐 있나? 아니 즉 샤바디기 아니 유지 근데 유도 치료했어. 나도 나 더 빨리 들어가다.
So the mind, proponent mind, only do not assert any object that is separate from mind. Everything is none other than mind, yeah, and in nature of mind. Well, if that's the case,
that's simply what Tadebe Churu Churchy Manor, and Churchy Simpson Kandista, Udicris, Shabbat Churchy Kandis Udicris.
So, if everything is all phenomenal, everything is none other than mind itself, then what is it? Then how do you posit an object that is apprehended by mind? There has to be an object of the consciousness, right? So how do they explain this? So the proponent of mind only says no problem, no problem, no problem. Of course I do to say no problem, right? Otherwise we'll be in problem. So they give the example of illusionist conjuring different kinds of illusions, you know. Let's say the illusionist conjures an illusory elephant. I mean, although there's an appearance of an elephant there, but there isn't a real elephant, so to speak, outside. What is that? But we do see there's an appearance of an elephant, and what elephant is just that appearance of an elephant is just the factor of appearance, yeah, the tech appearance to the mind, yeah. But nevertheless, when this illusory elephant is conjured, there can be a consciousness apprehending it, isn't it? In this case, an eye consciousness apprehending illusory elephant, right? So, when the illusory elephant is conjured, what exactly is an illusory elephant? It's just the appearance to the mind, isn't it? But although it is an appearance to the mind, nevertheless, an I consciousness apprehending it is still generated, right? No?
Well, that's 신 거는 때나 또 치료 튼도 좀 취지 내 봐이나 또 섬도 섬조도도 간에 찍겠어. 때에다
신나 봐.
너와 치료 튼도 좀 취지 내 봐이나 아니 섬도 섬조도도 간에 찍겠어. 때에 견여 말했어. 근데 미주 나 신랬어. 너와 미주 전에 맨나냐? 다 미주 좀 수지 오셔야 게 도가스. 전에나 맨나냐? 다 미주 좀 오셔야 게 도가스. 근데 또 빼되는 소환.
Then another qualm. If external objects do not exist, then how do mean minds and mental factors arise? So then they say it's no problem again, and then they use the example of a mirage. You know, of a mirage. Yeah. Yes, this is no real. Although there's a mirage appearing, it was water, but there's no real mirage out there, yeah, other than what is appearing to the mind.
Manzala Sukhira Tundu Mandalas. Tikim to say, Papa Lekra, Taman Sukhira Tundu Mandal, Senate Tikim to Sukhira Tundu, Nandalas, Shepherd and Logs, Shepherd and Logsu, Manzala Nandalas, Shepherd and Motate, and let Motate was, Shepherd Diame Batavis, and Sukhi Manzala Nandalas, and the men Tikimara was.
So the proponent of mind only they assert that external objects do not exist. But for us, we believe in that there's an external object. Right. Isn't it? There is, yeah, an appearance of an external object, yeah.
Nangi now the Karacha was not the dining, the Marie, the Samson Sidu, the Marie Pepache, Leche, from the children to Madum Nayam, that children to Nangi, seven, the Mota Devanai. Nangi, it's all Marie Pache, live on Nangi Horizon.
So we have the appearance of external objects. We believe in it also, yeah. So there are, well, but then how do the mind, proponent of mind only explain this? Yeah, they say that there are no external objects, but then how do you account for this appearance of external objects? So they say that the appearance of external objects is due to the mind being polluted by the latencies of ignorance.
Okay. True, that true only medium that you are nice. Rabena did it because of the true only medium you are not your stuff. So, that Maripa Tiongi, that manner did it nice.
So, although there isn't, according to the mind only school, there are no external objects, but due to the mind being polluted by the latencies of ignorance, so this is mystic, you know. So although there isn't an external object, but there, due to the latencies of ignorance, and the appearance of an external object, external object appears to exist, yeah, to our minds. So they give an example of seeing falling hairs, you know, having a vision of falling hairs. You know, it comes up in the classic text. I don't know. I've never seen before. I don't know how it feels, but I don't know. Maybe you say floaters. That's the thing I can come closest to. But the floater is there's something physical you can attribute it. But anyway, the point here is you know, you have this appearance of falling hairs, you know. While in reality, unless you're shedding hair, but otherwise, there shouldn't be any vision of falling hairs, you know. But overall, in reality, there isn't such a thing, but you know, there is this still, there's still that appearance, yeah. Okay? So likewise, you know, while there aren't any external objects according to the mind only, so according to them, while in reality there aren't any external objects, this doesn't mean that you cannot have the appearance of external object. It happens. And it happens due to, it's a mistake, basically. So this is something that we have to just think about over and over again. What do the Chichang Martins, the proponents of mind, only mean when they say, you know, that there are no external objects and that everything is nature, everything is, we say in English everything is mind, but what it means is everything is a nature of mind. So what does it mean? Everything is nature of mind. You know? So yeah, so all the different examples that I mentioned earlier are just to help us understand this crucial mind only school position. Yeah. So you know, let's think of the example of form, how form appears differently to different beings. Yeah. So for the mind only school, this means that everything is an appearance of the mind. If there was an external form of a separate entity from the mind, then everybody who looks at it should see the same thing. So according to the mind only school's presentation of the basis, you know, we talk about this, the basis, path and result, the basis, or in English, what constitutes the reality? You know? What is reality? What exists, basically? So, of course, they also talk about reality or what exists or the basis in terms of the two truths, the ultimate truth and the conventional truth. But there's also a classification of everything that exists, you know, into one of the three natures. There are what we call the three natures. Qian Wang, thoroughly established nature, and then other power nature, and then imputational natures. Okay? So the proponents of mind only divide phenomena into the three natures. Yeah. The other power nature, thoroughly established nature, and the imputational nature. Let's look at the first one, other power nature. In this context, other power nature refers to composed phenomena. So Why are composed phenomena ultimate other power natures? Why? Because composed phenomena or impermanent phenomena, functioning thing, composed phenomena cannot come into being by depending on itself. It is not self-powered. Composed phenomena are creations. It comes into being by depending on causes and conditions. By depending on causes and conditions, isn't it? Therefore, they are other powered.
What did they say? That. Ani kasora ta na shin ani yan junzen deshi kya chila shiwang se tinga shin sevate tanda ta sanzen de lula ani ju namshi chokye deshi ta chuk namshi.
Then, in connection with the mind only school's explanation of other power nature, you have to know that some proponents of mind only assert what we call the collection of eight consciousnesses. So on top of the usual six, you know, the five sense and the one mental consciousness, on top of the usual six, they add two more. What are the two more? They are the afflicted consciousness, afflicted consciousness, and then number eight, the mind basis of all, alaya, blah, 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 something. So the mind basis of all, there's such a consciousness called the mind basis of all. This mind basis of all is the repository of all the imprints. It's the holder. It's where, or you can see where all the imprints are planted, placed well. Depository, deposited, yeah. So there's this mind, so on top of the six usual consciousnesses, you know, the five sense and the one mental, then you have the afflicted consciousness, and then you have the mind basis of all, alaya, yeah. The mind basis of all. So this mind basis of all is the repository of all the imprints. The imprints, predispositions are deposited, planted on the mind basis of all. And then, through the awakening of the imprint that is planted on this mind basis of all, then are composed phenomena come into existence. So this is how composed phenomena are other powered.
Yeah.
Composed phenomena, the moment, in the very first moment they come into being, they cannot exist from beyond that moment. The moment they come into being, the first moment they come into being, that is as long as it can remain. Yeah. I mean, it disintegrates in the next moment, but the point, that one moment. So therefore, they have no, composed phenomena have no power to remain for more than one moment. No power. Because they don't have the power to remain for more than one moment, composed phenomena. Therefore, they are other powered.
What the day is stuck or so now? I think. tindarisha otoksin tatunda ni tindarisin ta shawang se ta tunda ni pola shawang se ko cha chi re ta zuo ro yi shawang de song shi tunda shawang se ta yi shawang de shi du bu ngai de la ta shawang su wo de tunda ni de shi ta mita ba ta ati la se re.
So in short, the other power natures here refer to decomposed phenomena, yeah? And composed phenomena, other power natures, they are under the power, the control of their own causes. So as for what we have, the thoroughly established nature, there's a thoroughly established nature which is the selflessness of person, and a thoroughly established nature which is the selflessness of phenomena. So the emptiness of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, is a selflessness of person that is a thoroughly established nature which is the selflessness of person. And the emptiness of a object and subject as there's different entities, is the thoroughly established nature, which is a selflessness of phenomena. So here, thoroughly established nature and emptiness, this is the same thing. And of course, according to the mind on the school, thoroughly established nature, emptiness, and ultimate truth, they are talking about the same thing. So why is it called thoroughly established nature? Because it will never change its aspect into something else. It's thoroughly established as it is. So of course, I'm not talking about the definition of thoroughly established nature. I'm just talking about the etymology, you know, the word, you know, the meaning,
you know.
What are imputational natures? Those phenomena they are imputed by the conceptual consciousness that apprehends it. So you could say imputational natures are those phenomena that are established as merely, you know, imputed by consciousness or conceptuality.
That nampak tahu sana tahu tidak kunta saya, bawa.
So maybe to give some illustrations, yeah. So uncompounded space would be an illustration of imputational nature. So uncompounded space is an imputational nature, because uncompounded space does not exist by way of its own character. What is uncompounded space is just that factor of superimposition by conceptuality. So according to the mind only, when reality is divided up, and what exists, all the phenomena exist, they are divided into these three natures: a thoroughly established nature, other power natures, and imputational natures. And these three, when they are subsumed under the two truths, then the thoroughly established nature would be an ultimate truth, and the other two natures are conventional truths. So according to the mind only school, thoroughly established nature and other power natures are truly established, whereas imputational natures, well, thoroughly established nature, other power natures are truly established, they exist by way of their own character. Yeah. But imputational natures, according to mind only, are not truly established and are then do not exist by way of their own character. Anyways, in the chart, yeah. So according to the mind only, thoroughly established natures and other power natures are truly established, and they exist by way of their own character, right? Whereas imputational natures are not truly established and do not exist by way of their own character. But all three natures are inherently existent. All three natures exist from their own side, yeah. So these are the things that you have to basically memorize first, right? So like, proponent of mind only do not assert external objects, unlike the proponents of sutra, right? Right? That's one difference. Proponents of mind only assert self-knowers, just like the proponents of sutra. Of course, then there's they specifically say that the self-knowers are truly existent, yeah? Isn't it? Okay, so that's what we covered today. Then you have to know that the proponent of mind only posits the three natures, yeah? Yeah. And of course, the two truths. Okay, when proponent of mind only is divided, then there are two. Yeah. Mind only true expectarians and mind only false expectarians. Yeah. I am personally not sure about the translation here. I would translate, I may be wrong, but I wouldn't translate it like this. I would say that the definition of a mind only true expectation is a proponent of mind only who asserts that the appearance as gross form to the direct perceiver apprehending form in the continuum of ordinary being is not polluted by latencies of ignorance. And then the definition of a mind only false expectations is the same. Instead of saying it's not polluted, then you say it is. But what I've said earlier, which is different, a bit different from what is translated here. Yeah. We will see who is right or who is wrong later on. But this, at the moment, yeah, I wouldn't go with what is in the root text. I may be wrong, but So, whether it is a mind only true expectation or mind only false expectation, both of them assert that there is an appearance as a gross or coarse form, Okay. They both assert that there is an appearance as a gross form. To what? To the sense consciousness apprehending it. The difference is, one asserts that appearance is polluted by the latencies of ignorance, whereas another does assert that the appearance as a gross form to the sense consciousness apprehending it is not polluted by latencies of ignorance. Yeah.
Tatta da disuda, peda nam dembe, ane karsana. Ta nam dembe, karsana. Peda sunzi onshe dovsana. Kola, sunzi gyangche do nawani, da. Gyangche do nawati yuetik yuare. Nam dembe yang, peda ngunzi ngosum dila, sunzi gyangche do nawa yungu yuare.
Gyangche do nawa sana dine? Ha? Gyangche do nawa sana?
Ha.
So, for the true expectarians, so there is this appearance as a coarse or gross form to the sense consciousness apprehending it. Yeah. How does this appearance appear? It appears as distant, far away. You know, there is this, yeah.
Otoshini, ta, todai, tere, ta, mumbo, chiru, tutubanaishi, ta, tonda, tere, ta, mumbo, chiru, tutubanaishi.
So, essentially, so the appearance as form is appearing distant from the subject, yeah. So, in essence, an appearance of an external
form.
So for the true expectations, for example, the appearance of external blue is a result of being the mind being polluted by latencies of ignorance.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about the true expectations. First, we talk about the appearance of an external blue. Let's just say blue as an example. As an appearance of external blue. That appearance of external blue is a result of that mind being polluted by latencies of ignorance. Having said that, there is the appearance of blue as blue. That is not affected or polluted by the latencies of ignorance. It's a different thing. We're talking about two different things. One is the appearance of an external blue, and one is the appearance of blue as blue. Okay? So the appearance of an external blue is said to be affected, polluted by latencies of ignorance. Yeah. It comes about. It comes about due to that. Whereas the appearance of blue as blue,
It's not affected.
So the factor of appearance of blue as blue and the factor of appearance as gross blue or gross form, these two factors of appearance are not polluted by latencies of ignorance. Why is the factor of appearance of as gross blue or coarse blue is not polluted by latencies of ignorance? Because coarse form, coarse blue does exist. And the factor of appearance as or appearance as or blue as blue, that is also not polluted by latencies of ignorance, because blue exists as blue. It is blue.
Okay or not?
We are talking about we are just talking only about the true aspectarians now.
Oh, 독신이. 다티네 다 남 준비에 가르스나. 뭐 치료 든두가 그래 뭐서 치료 든두가 나의 차가 말이 빠져 내가 쇼바 되고요 남주배 빚이 집안이 그래 그러와 뭐 치료 든두가 나의 차가 말이 빠져 내가 쇼바지 뛰어 그러와 남주배 다 집안
Okay, what about the false expectations? With regard to the factor of appearance as external blue, the false expectations are the same with the true expectations in saying that that factor of appearance is polluted by latencies of ignorance. Basically, in simple English, both of them assert that the factor of appearance as a factor of appearance of external blue is salah. I mean, salah as in being polluted by ignorance, latencies of ignorance. Okay.
어떠시네? 드네 다 남 준비 가르스나 몸보를 벌나위 차라야 추발했어. 몸보 몸보나위 차라야 추발했어. 말이 빠지. 몸보 몸보나 몸보를 벌나위 차라 말이 빠지. 일려봐. 말이 빠지. 일려봐. 슈발했어. 아? 몸보 몸보나위 차라야 말이 빠지. 일려봐. 슈발했어. 남 준비다.
But the false expectations are different from the true expectations, you know, in that the false expect. For the false expectations, they assert that the factor of appearance as gross blue and the factor of appearance of blue as blue are polluted by the latencies of ignorance.
Oh, that nam zumbe, ani mumbo mumbo na chala ya. That mumbo munzi michela mumbo mumbo na wata to tuya mare. 다다다이 남준배 문진 미셸 원보 원보 나왔다도 투여 말했어 남준배 문진 미셸 원보 원보 나왔다도 투여 말했어
So the false expectations basically they say that blue does not exist in the way it appears yeah. The factor of appearance of blue as blue does not exist in the way it exists does not exist in the way it appears I'm just kidding So there's a difference between the false expectations and the true expectations. Okay. So that we're now looking at the factor of appearance of blue as blue.
Okay, that's it. Okay, don't understand us. Yeah,
No, the flag is moving, and then what? The wind is moving. No, it's your mind is moving. Remember? The famous Chinese saying? Huh? So it is complicated, you know. Even sometimes I also wonder whether what I say is exactly what it is, you know. But I try to base my explanation of what is, base my explanation on the teachings, the text, you know, and then try to explain that, yeah.
Is the appearance, the factor of appearance of blue as gross form and blue as a term blue for the true expectarians, other part nature as a conventional truth? And is the factor of appearance of blue as gross form and blue as the term blue for the false expectarians, non-existent imputational nature?
Seems like the true expectations assert gross form, yeah. Right? The true expectations assert gross form, whereas the false expectations do not assert gross form. So in the root text on page 16, it says, according to the true expectations, even though the five sense objects, forms and so forth, are not external objects, they are accepted to exist as gross objects. According to the false expectations, the five sense objects, forms and so forth, are not gross objects, because if they were gross objects, they would necessarily be external objects. So, going by this, then you can say that for the true expectations, the effect of appearance of gross blue, and the factors of appearance of blue as blue, can be asserted to be other power nature. Whereas for the false expectations, because they don't assert gross objects, so then you cannot say that it is other power nature.
So the imputation, the imputational nature that is in the category of a non-existent is subsumed under imputation and nature by way of terms, but not fully qualified conventional truth. they are just subsumed there, but they are not conventional truth. They are not conventional truth because they are non-existent. My question is, why do they put it there and not categorize the non-existence outside established base?
So earlier I give you, I talked about the imputation nature, yeah? And I said the imputation nature, is a phenomenon that comes into existence by being merely imputed by conceptual consciousness. Yeah? That is an explanation of existent imputation nature. An imputational nature which is an existent. That is not the definition of imputational nature per se. In general, when we talk about imputational nature, in general, yeah, it is imputational nature in general is that which is merely imputed by conceptual consciousness. Yeah. Bole, you follow or not? We talk imputational nature in general is that which is merely imputed by mind. But whatever is merely imputed by mind does not necessarily exist. That's the point. The point is imputational nature. There are imputational natures which exist, which are existence, and the imputational natures which are non-existence. So the imputational natures which are existence would fall under the conventional truth. Those that are the imputational natures which do not exist, then there's no need to subsume them under any of the two truths because they do not exist in the first place. Yeah. The phenomena that are subsumed by the two truths or included in the two truths has to be existence. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's some shana mare.
Ken Rinpoche, can you please explain again? I'm sorry, I'm confused about these three things. Gross object, external object, and blue as blue. Because I thought an external object and a gross object. A gross object here says it's something composed of many particles. So I have the idea in my mind that a gross object and an external object is the same thing. And I don't understand this three divisions. You know, what's the difference between an external object, a gross object, and blue as blue? Because they are three separate things. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Next class. I mean, to explain next class.
You didn't tell me killing, bro. You didn't tell me. Came on in.
Can I ask? Ken Rinpoche, I'm quite confused on the three beings seeing the cup of fluid being water, nectar, and pus, blood and pus. What are the common base for them to see that cup of fluid apart from they being the three different beings ripening, seeing their own karma, seeing their own imprints ripening, but there is no common base, no common base, that meaning no common cup and no common fluid. How the mind-only school explained that?
There must be something there, right?
I mean, if each of the mind stream just seeing one's ripening of karma, there's no common base for the three beings seeing that cup and that fluid.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
I'll answer next class.
In the mind-only school, do they accept another mind that is apart from oneself?
What?
Say.
Like Buddha is a ripening of your imprint.
Yeah, it's like a. I'm seeing all the brothers
and sisters. So we are all one. We are all one and the same.
It's only my mind. I'm seeing my mind. And do they assert there's other minds outside my mind?
Outside your mind, other mind.
Hmm.
Concept.
Yeah.